Yeah.
Now the army gun that says, "Omer yavoi biyadis akino," but I have a knife in my hand, held the Quran late, I would rip them up. Not that he really killed the kid, he just said he would have done it though. Moses says, "Kinach nafshe diacher." When Acher died, Amri, so in Shemayim they said like this, "Loi meidin ledainu," we can't give him judgment right now. Well, soon see why not? For loi liyal mediyase leisi, he's also not zecher to go into Elam Habo. Why not? Loi meidin ledainu, we can't like give him judgment, to give him punishment, he's came in Apikuris, like to give him Gehenim, mishun diyasef yiraisa, because our whole point was on this world, he was a big time chacham at first, he learned a lot of Torah, therefore we can't just put him into Gehenim. But we can't let him go into Gan Eden either, mishum the chata, because at the end he did chatoim, chemin apikuris at the end. So what should we do with him? Is Omer Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was there as Talmud Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir said like this, mutiv de ledainei v'leisi liyalma the yosi. It's kedai that Acham, our Rebbe, should go into Gehenim and burn there and let all your chatoim go away. That lost at the end will be, you'll be zeichah to go into Gan Eden. It's kedai to go through the worst of Gehenim in order to be zeichah to go into Gan Eden. That's what's more kedai. Some people say, so what if I don't do so much mitzvahs? As long as I don't go to Gehenim. I'd rather not go to Gan Eden as long as I don't go to Gehenim. He'll say not like that. It's kedai to go to Gehenim in order to be able to be zeichah to get to Gan Eden. So now that everybody's alive now, you have to do as much mitzvah as possible, not just to be happy that you're not going to go to Gehenim, but rather you should want to go to Gan Eden. It's worth it to go through the Gehenim to get to the Gan Eden. That's what Rabbi Meir held. Is Mosai Omos V'yelo Asher Mekivroi. So Rabbi Meir said he's waiting until he's going to die, Rabbi Meir himself. And when he's going to go into Shemayim, he's going to talk to Hashem, he's going to make sure that they'll put Ochor into Gehenim, let him start burning, that amidst Hashem will be able to be zeichah to go into Gan Eden. So that's the lashon of Ala Asher Mekivroi. I'll see for sure that there'll be smoke coming up from his kever. His kinoch nashid remei, that's what happened. When Remeya was niftar, sole kutra mekivre diacher. From then on, it came out, there was smoke coming out from the kever, where he was buried, where Acher was buried. As if to say that Remeya saw that he should go into Gehenim, he was like a burning in Gehenim, how manas did she be zeichah to get to Elam Habo? Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said, Gevurta lemikle rabbi, is it nice that a Talmud should make his Rebbe burn? Like Remeya was his Talmud, so Remeya went up to Shemayim, he made now that his Rebbe was burning. Is Chadheve v'ninon v'loi mitzina l'atzluye, like he was between us and he couldn't daven for him, he couldn't help him. Inakite biyad man mirmalei. Trash echad ha'vinina means Talmud ech roi b'neinu. V'nichshav yos ha'tavis roi. What's happened by yos? We had a Talmud that did bad things. V'yein koyach ben kolonu lehovi lo'elam habo. And we couldn't bring him up to Elam Habo. Inokad lei b'yad man mirmalei. Im oichaz ani b'yod lehovi lo'elam habo. Mi yikuchenu miyodi. Mir milosh enotu miyodi. Means Rabbi Yechim was a bigger madrig. And he said, when I go upstairs, I'm going to drag him with me to Elam Habo. I'm going to take him out of Gehenim, and I'll drag him into Elam Habo. That was Rabbi Yechanan. So Gemara says, so he said like this, Omar, Mosai, almost when will I die? V'ech v'oshim ikivroi, and I'll stop the smoke from Acher, and I'll schlep him up with me into Gehenim, into Gan Eden. His kinach nashed Rabbi Yechanan, when Rabbi Yechanan was niftar, posa kutri mikivro di Acher. That's what happened. He was like says he was able to schlep, he grabbed hold of his hand and just grabbed him out of Gehenim and the fire stopped. Posach Olayhu Safdona, at that time the Safdon, the person who said that spade him, said, Afilo Shemra Pesach, Lo Yomad Lefonecho. That even the Shemra Pesach, what she says, Shagehenim, Lo Yomad Lefonecho, Rabbeinu Vinecho, Lo Yitzi Yachem Mishom. When Rabbi Yechanan was niftar, the Saft and the Hesped said that Rabbi Yechanan was so great that even the watchman by Gehenim was afraid of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan just broke the door of Gehenim and pulled out Acher, and the Shema couldn't stop him. That's how great Rabbi Yechanan was. So Maisa says, Rabbeinu, I'm not fanecha, yeah. I'm not fanecha, Rabbeinu. Bitoi shel Acher, Asi lekaim of the Rebbe. So Acher had a daughter left over, and the daughter came in front of Rebbe. Omrolei Rebbe Panaseini. She said to Rebbe, feed me. She was a niya, she didn't have money. She told Rebbe, feed me. Omalo bas miyat. Let me hear, whose daughter are you? Who's your father? Omrolei Bita Shel Acher. I'm the daughter of Acher. So Rebbe didn't believe her. Amy, I don't believe you. Omalo Adayin Yesh Mizerabolim. Is it true that Acher can still have a child in this world? The pasuk says about a rosha loynin loyv lonechna b'amoy v'yein shor b'magurov, that there's no children, no grandchildren. A rosha doesn't leave over anybody. So he was astonished that there was still some left over from Acher. Omru loy zochel atarosoy v'yatiska meisav. She said, "Remember my father's Torah and don't remember the bad that he did." Miyad yorda ish v'sichchasa savsola sharebi. Right away a fire came down from Shemayim and sichchasa, like scorched the savsol, the share of Rebbe. Is boch, Rebbe started to cry v'yomar Rebbe, omar lemiskanoyim bo kach lemishtabchim bo lachas kama v'kama madach, like such a schus happened to Acher, because he learned Torah even though he was misganoy, he did bad things. Savad v'vada for tzaddikim that remain tzaddikim the whole time, how much schus they will have. For Rabbi Meir, Fredrik Mora Kashi, Rabbi Mora is your Kashi. For Rabbi Meir, Heichi Goma Torah Mipu Medi Acher. But the Maisis we had before, even after Acher became an Apikurus, still Rabbi Meir was going after him, even on Shabbos, and what the Maisis, where Acher was riding the horse on Shabbos, and Rav Meir was walking after him, listening to the Torah. He had to say, how are you allowed to learn the Torah from such a Rebbe? The Yom Rav Baba Chon Om Rav Yochanan. What does the Pasuk say? Ki Yisif say, Koyin Yishmu Das for Torah mi Yovakshu mi Piyu. What does that mean? The Pasuk again, Ki Malach Hashem Tzavokaisu. What does that mean? Im Doim Harav L'Malach Hashem Tzavokais. If the Rebbe, in the eyes of a Talmud, is like a Malach, there is the Talmud looks up to the Rebbe, like his mamash at tzaddik, he's a malach Hashem tzavokos, he's such a Rebbe, yavak shuter mipiyu, such a Rebbe supposed to learn Torah from. V'yim lav, if he's not a tzaddik, your Rebbe, al yavak shuter mipiyu, you're not supposed to learn Torah from him. So if your Rebbe is a Russian, Apikuris, you're not allowed to learn Torah from him. So it's a question, Rebbe Meir, how come he kept on learning Torah from Acher? O malei Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish said like this, Rebbe Meir, kurashkach v'dorish, Rebbe Meir dashed another posik. He had another posik that says like this: Hat az necho u'shma divrei chachamim, ve'libcho toshes ledaiti. That listen to what the divrei chacham has to say, but your heart listen to me. What does ledaiti mean? Ledaitam lo nema. Don't listen to their das. El ledaiti. Mashm, even though the Rebbe is not Apikuros, and you have to be careful what you hear from him, only listen to my daiti, Hashem's das, and not his das. But still, if he's saying divrei Torah, then listen to him. In other words, if he says something, you have to be a chacham and understand it. If it sounds good, you can take it, accept it. If it doesn't sound good, don't accept it. So he has this posit that he was allowed to learn from such a Rebbe. Rav Chanina Amar Mihocher. Chanina said, Rebbe Meir had another posit. It says, Shimi Bas Uri, V'ati V'ati Osnecho, V'shach V'shachchi Im Imcho, U'beis Avicho. Again, Weiss is the same thing, that you're allowed to listen, even though they forgot my mother and the father, they went away. Even though, like, he's a Russian now, still you're allowed to listen to him. For the Gemara of Saul, Koshi Kura, the court of Stephen the Psukim. Here it says, Kisis, like, Kayishmu Das, you can only learn Torah from a Tzaddik, from a Malach Hashem Tzavokos. And here it's Mashim, you can learn Torah from a Russia. So where it says, like, Kasha, it's no Kasha. For the God, love a Kotin. One's talking about a Godel, one's talking about a Kotin. Trashi Godol Hayudayali Zoyish Lo Yumad Maisav Yochalum Turmi Piv. If you're a Godol already, so you have enough das to understand what's good and what's wrong, you're allowed to hear from a Talmid Chacham, even though he does bad things. Mashenka, the young kid, a Kotin, should not learn from such a Rebbe. A Kotin doesn't know the difference between good and bad. If we learn from such a Rebbe, we'll only hear the bad and keep the bad. Kiyosi Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omri said this, Omri b'marov, the same Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Meir ochal tichlo v'shad yeshichlo, lost like he ate the date and threw away the pit. That's the pshat. He listened to his Rebbe, the good stuff he kept, And the bad stuff, he threw away any bit of apikursus he didn't listen to. Trashi tichula priyachitzoin anechol, but tomorrow he ate the outside date. Shichula garina and his rekas, but the pit inside he threw away. That he did not listen to. Shichula broy, threw it outside. Dorash rova rova dashin. My chesiv, what does the pasuk say? El ginas ega jirarati. Lirois biafe hanachal. I went down to the garden of nuts, and I saw there the young ones. Loma nimshlo talma chochum liegois. Why is it talma chochum daima to a nut? Loimaloch. Ma egois zeafa pishum luchlach petit. Even though a nut is dirty, uvetsoid has schmutz on it. Ein ma shabatoche nimas. What's inside the nut, since it's a shell around it protecting it, the inside doesn't become ears. Here's Af Tamachochem, the same thing by Tamachochem. Af Pisha Sorach, even though he did Chatoim the Tamachochem, he did something bad, and Torosa in the Messes. His Torah is not Mias, you can still learn his Torah. Machmal Araya to Rabbi Meir. Ashkuche Rabba Bashela Leliyo. So Rabba Bashela found Eliyo. Omalei my Kovin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the Kodesh Baruch Hu doing right now? Omalei Koma Shmaito Mipume de Kula Rabbonin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying over the lochis from all the different Rabbonin. But Umipume de Rabbi Meir Koma. But from Rabbi Meir's mouth, Rabbi Meir says Hashem is not saying over from. Omalei, so yes, Rabba Bashel, yes, Galio. Omalei Amai, how come? Why isn't Hashem saying over anything from Remeya? Mishum the Kogoma, Shmaitasam, Mipuma the Acher. Because Kafort Remeya learned Torah from Acher, Mash Mishunta, if he did something wrong, or else it's not pure, clean Torah, such Torah Hashem will not say over. Omalei, Amai, it says, what's wrong with it? Amai, Rabbi Meya, Remain Motze, Toicha, Yocha, Kliposa, Zarak? That all Remeya did was the good, the inside of the pomegranate he ate, but the outside Klipa threw away. Like he didn't hear, he didn't take any apikursis. So Amalei Eliyahu, now he said, like now since you and Mispali says something good about Meir, now Kodesh Baruch is saying, Hashta Koma, Meir bin Yoyme, Meir my son is saying something. That Bzman Shodim Mitztayish Chinam Aloshin Oymeris, that when a person has problems, has sorrows, what does Hashem say? Hashem said, Koloni Miroshi, Koloni Mizroye. My head hurts me, my hands hurt me. In Kacha Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitztayir Adam Mishal Rishoyim, Kal V'Chomer Adam Mishal Tzadikim Shenishpach. If Hashem feels bad about the Rishoyim, Halachas Kama Kama, He's going to feel bad about the Tzadikim.
Hashem also feels bad about it. Trashuwa Koloni Meroshi, Rebbe Meir Omer Masechta Sanhedrin, Medrash Kolos Lakim Tolu Kalilu. Ashke chay Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel found Rabbi Yehuda the Tali b'Yirbu the Dosha. The Kabochi was sitting by the threshold of the door, and he was crying. Omalei Shinana, my Kabochi is like my child. How come you crying? Omalei Mizutra my Dechiv is so small. The pasuk says Bubi Rabbanan says about Rabbanan. Ayeh Sefer Ayeh Shokol Ayeh. That means where are the big Talmidei Chachamim? Ayeh Sefer means as a Megadlim. Ayeh Sefer Shiel Seferim. Kol Oisa Shabbat Torah. They're able to count all the seferim of the Torah. Ayeh Shokol Shoyu Shoklin Kalam Echamur Shabbat Torah. They knew all the Kalvachomers in the Torah. Ayeh Sefer as a Megadlim Shoyu Shoyning Gimel Meyat Halachos. The Migdal Aparech Viaver. That there's so much Torah to be known, they're able to dash in 300 halachis about this one halacha, about a Migdal, a tower, Haparech Viaver, that's flying in the air, if it's Mekabel Tumor or not. V'yomer Rabbi Yami, Tolos Meya Boyi, 300 questions. Boyi Doeg V'achitoifel, V'migdal Aparech Viaver. Doeg Es Achitoifel, 300 questions about this halacha, about a Migdal that's flying in the air. Utanan, we learned. Gimu Malochim v'yabor hadyotis. There are three kings and four hadyotis. That ain lem chelik l'olam abo. They don't have any chelik l'olam abo. Is anan matei alon. You started to cry. What's going to be about us? Matter these big people don't have a chelik l'olam abo. What's going to be with us? Who says we're going to have a chelik l'olam abo? Omalei said back to him, Shinano. Tino hoisa b'libim Mishino no. These people that don't have a chelik l'olam abo, something's wrong with them. Tinois of Liba means Rashi Rishoyim Hoyim Yimehim. When they were still young yet, they had rishis in them. It wasn't a pshat they were first tzaddikim and then things bit happened to them. From the beginning of birth already, when they were young already, they had something inside them, they had apikursis, they had rishis inside them. Ach or Mai, what was the meister with Ach when he was a young kid yet? What was wrong with him when he was young? Mora says, Zema Yevoni Leposim Mipume. He was singing Greek songs. He was whistling all day. He was learning in the yeshiva, but he was singing rock and roll all day. Rashi, Zema Yevoni Leposim Mibesoin. Vailo Laniach Bishvil Churban Abayis. He shouldn't have listened to it because of Churban Abayis. Tirsi Bishil Ishto Yain. He was listening to Greek music, and it was a tain upon him. He shouldn't have done it. Vaita Omro Olav Al Acher. They said about Acher, Bishar Shoyoimid Bibesa Medrash. When he used to get up, when he was a Talmud Chacham learning the Beis Medrash, when he used to get up, Harbe Sifri Minim Noishri Mechaikoi. A lot of Sifri Minim, books of Apikursis, was falling out of his Chaik. In other words, even when he was learning in Yeshiva, he was a little phony there. He also wasn't a complete tzaddik. He was reading Sifri Minas there also in the Yeshiva, so that's what came out of him at the end. It's not big kasha why he became an Apikursis at the end. Rashi noishim mechekoi koydim shivkar atzmoi the tabas roa al matino heves beliboi. Mashmah from before also we had this type of znus and ra rishis inside him, of minus inside him. Shoyel nimus hagardias Rabbi Meir kol amar denochas liyora. All the wool that goes down to the yora to the pot, solid, has all come out. Does everything come out so clean? Rashi called semesh nit liyora shall samon when you want to dye a wool. Does it all come out or died nicely? Kolaymer, kol alayim din lufnei chachomim oilu lehen toros and lahagin alayim minachet. Like if you learn Torah, doesn't Torah help you to protect you from doing an avera? Om alay, kol mande avinoki agav imay solik. Whoever was clean from their mother, it helps. They come out clean. Avakod lo avinoki agav imay solik. Whoever was born dirty remains dirty. A person is the Yirei Chet before he's learning Torah, then the Torah will stay with him. But if he doesn't have Yiras Chet, he could be the biggest Talmud Chacham, but the Torah won't stay with him. The beginning was these four that went up to the paradise was Rabbi Kiva, Olav B'Sholem, V'Yor B'Sholem. Rabbi Kiva was the only one of the four that went up to Shemayim B'Sholem and came down again normal B'Sholem. For Yolav Akosavoyim on him, the pasuk says, Mishkinei Achrecha Narutza. For Yafir Mekiva, Biksha Malchi Ashoras Lodoichvoy, even when Mekiva was in Shemayim, the Malachim wanted to throw him away. Omolem Akodesh Baruch, Akodesh Baruch told the Malachim, Hanichol Zakan Zeh, leave this Zakan alone. Sherol Lishtamish Mechvoydai. He's right to Mishtamish Mechvoydai. He deserves to be left alone in Shemayim. Don't shepherd, don't bother with Mekiva. Vices of Mekiva was a Noki Metchila, even though the Maestro of Mekiva was first, he wasn't a Talmud Chacham, but at 40 years old, when he sat down to learn Torah, he learned Torah Lishmo, and he wiped out all the ra that he had on him, and his Torah was Lishmo. So therefore, he remained at Tzaddik, he was Elul B'Sholem, and was Yarad B'Sholem. Alright, we'll stop here.